Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Alhamdulillah, there are many virtues and blessings in reciting Durood-e Pak, salutations upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment is the one who sends the most salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, afdalul amali an-niyatu sadiqah, meaning a truthful intention is the best action. So let's make some good intentions. My dear Islamic brothers, make good intentions before every action, as this can be a means of us entering paradise. So before, for example, listening to this speech, let's make some good intentions. I listen to the entire speech in order to gain Islamic knowledge. I will sit in a respectful manner. I won't be lazy or inattentive during the speech. I will listen to the speech in order to reform and better myself. And whatever I learn, inshallah, azawajal, whatever I hear today and learn, then I will convey it to others also. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, resurrection is haq, is truth, the same way death is haq, is truth. Ubay bin Khalf was an infamous disbeliever of Makkatul Mukarramah, and one day he picked up an old decayed human bone and he took it to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he rejected resurrection and he said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you promise us that when our bones become old and decay, Allah will resurrect us on the day of judgment and grant us life again? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied after he crushed this bone with his hands and he threw the dust in the air. And what does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply him with? And he says, Allah is all powerful and he will give you death, and then he will grant you life and cast you into hell. And then he read these following verses of Surah Yasin, which were revealed, translation from the magnificent Kanzul Iman. And he states an example for us and has forgotten his creation. He said, who gives life to bones when they have disintegrated? Say, he will give them life who created them the very first time, and he knows every creation. In summary, my dear Islamic brothers, these verses explain how foolish this man is who gives an example and he forgets about his creation. He has forgotten that he was created from an impure droplet, which is inferior than this old bone. By his perfect power, Allah Azza wa Jal transformed that droplet, giving it hands, feet, a nose, ears, eyes, a heart, a brain, and bringing forth from it a living human being. Now he has forgotten he was created, and his arrogance has led him to deny the power of Allah Azza wa Jal and argue about this matter. O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, Allah will grant life to those bones, the one who created them the very first time. And Allah can turn a drop of liquid into flesh and bones, and he can grant those bones life again. Indeed, Allah knows every creation. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, death is certain and resurrection is also certain as well. This is the promise of the most truthful, the one for whom lying is impossible, and the one who created the world and will destroy it as well. Then he will give life to us again and accountable for our actions. And paradise will await the righteous, but those who are deprived of Allah's mercy will be made to enter the hellfire. So my dear Islamic brothers, the Prophet ﷺ described the events of the day of judgment. So when a person passes away and they enter their grave, they will definitely be resurrected on the day of judgment. It is narrated in the noble Ahadith Mubarakah that the noble angel Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam is standing with the horn in his mouth. And this is the manzar now. This is visualizing that how the day of resurrection will come about. So the angel Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam is standing with the horn in his mouth. And when Allah Almighty will command him, he will blow into this horn. And its sound will be so terrifying, it will cause a great panic. Yani the stars will fall, the sun and the moon will collide with one another and crumble into pieces, and the ground will be in a state of confusion, like a boat at sea in a storm. Everyone will perish, and the day of judgment will be established. The angels will even pass away, and only Allah, the alive, the self-subsisting, will remain. And everyone will remain dead for as long as Allah Almighty wills, until He resurrects the angels who carry His throne. And then the angels Sayyidina Jibreel and Sayyidina Mikail alayhi salam will be given life, and Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam will be commanded, blow the horn for resurrection. When Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salam blows the trumpet the third time, the souls of all the people will appear, and Allah will say, by my honor and might, return to your bodies. And then the souls will return to their bodies, the ground will open, and all of you will stand before Allah. My dear Islamic brothers, the day of judgment will most certainly come, and it will be a sign of Allah's power that He will resurrect people who have died many thousands of years ago. So since the beginning of creation up until now, there will have been billions of people who have passed away, and even up until the day of judgment. And all of these people will be resurrected. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, we are Muslims, and we believe Allah Azza wa Jal is all powerful, and we have certainty in the resurrection after death. Now imagine the moments when the sky will be folded up and this ground will be exchanged for a surface of copper. And when the trumpet is blown the second time, the graves will open and the disintegrated bones and flesh of people who died thousands of years ago will be restored by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they will stand up. Indeed, we will be raised again. However, this rising on the day of judgment will not be like our entering into this world. My dear Islamic brothers, irrespective of whether someone is rich or poor, a king or beggar, a doctor or engineer, a scholar or an unlearned person, a worshipper or sinner, they will all arrive in this world unclothed with their small bodies. However, people will be raised on the day of judgment according to their deeds they performed in the world. Either they will be happy, or they will be crying out of shame and regret, or they will be celebrating their success. Allah says in the Holy Quran translation, and when the graves will be exposed, every soul will come to know what it has sent forth and what it has left behind. And when the graves are left open, the deceased will be resurrected and brought forth to stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. When the graves are opened, we will have to face the actions of this dunya. And those who performed good deeds in the world, they will know. And those who sinned will also know as well. And this is a reality that if each and every single one of us does a jaiza, a muhasaba, looks at ourselves, looks at our internal selves, you'll get a fair idea of how you're living your life. Either you're obeying Allah Azza wa Jal or you're disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Allama Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah ta'ala, he writes, it is mentioned in reports that when someone passes away, his good and bad deeds gather next to his head. So when a person passes away, his good and bad deeds, they gather next to his head, and his deeds remain by his side when he is washed, shrouded during the funeral prayer, and when he is buried. So your good deeds stay by you all the way up till your burial. People bury him and then return home, but his deeds stay with him even when he is raised on the day of judgment and stands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So your deeds will stay with you. No minor or major deed will be left out, and every deed he performed in public and in secret will be exposed. And this is none other than Allama Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah ta'ala telling us about our deeds and how they will be with us from the time of death up until the time of resurrection. And he further writes, people will rise from their graves with their deeds, and if he obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, performed good deeds, and he refrained from committing sins, his good deeds will aid him in the world and protect him from the terrors of the day of judgment. If your amal are good, then they will be useful for you in this dunya and in the akhirah, and they will provide comfort and care. And when he looks at hell fearfully, his deeds will say to him, "Oh my beloved, this," meaning hell and the horrors of the day of judgment, "isn't for you. Allah Azza wa Jal will not punish those who obeyed him. This punishment is only for those who disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal and rejected his signs and pursued their desires. Oh my beloved, you are an obedient slave of Allah Azza wa Jal." So imagine that comfort that comes to a person's heart when these words are said to them at a time where everybody will be anxious and waiting in fear. Sayyidina Amr bin Qais rahmatullah alayhi, he says, when the Muslim rises from his grave, his good deeds will take a beautiful and fragrant form, welcome him and ask, "Do you recognize me?" And the person will say, "You are very beautiful and fragrant, but I don't recognize you." And his good deeds will respond and say, "You were like this in the world, and your fragrance," meaning your character and actions, "were good. I am your good deeds, and I was carried by you, and I was prevented from following your desires and encouraged you to perform good deeds in the world. Today, you will be carried by me." So in the world, what did you do? You, through your good actions and through your good character, through your neki, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you prevented your desires and you carried out good actions and good deeds. And inshallah azza wa jal, on the day of judgment, these good actions and good deeds will carry you. This is the condition of a Muslim. But what about the deeds of a disbeliever when they are presented to him? They will take an ugly form with a foul smell. And when he rises from his grave, his bad deeds will ask, "Do you recognize me?" in the same way. And the disbeliever will answer and say, "You look dreadful and smell abhorrent," meaning, "I don't like your smell and I don't recognize you." And the deeds will respond and say, "You reek like this in the world too. I am your bad deeds and you were carried by me in the world, but today you will have to carry me." So look at the opposite. A person who lives his life in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, carrying out the commandments and carrying out good actions and good deeds, how his good deeds will support him on the day of resurrection when he's raised from his grave. Yani the first friend that he will meet. But what about the person who disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal? Unfortunately, he will have the bad deeds to carry on this day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, we've just heard a tazkira about the day of resurrection, giving us some information about the day of judgment and what's going to happen when we raise from our graves. What did our buzurgani deen do in these circumstances? When they heard things, how did they react about their final eternal abode. What did they used to do? Sayyidina Miswar bin Makrama rahmatullah alayhi was a righteous man. And one day someone recited the following verses, translation. Remember the day we will gather the righteous towards thee, infinitely gracious as guests. And we shall drag the wrongdoers towards hell, meaning Jahannam, as a thirsty herd. Allah, Allah. This verse tells us that those who are righteous refrain from sins, yani they don't commit any sins and they perform good actions, will enter the court of Allah Azawajal as guests, as mehman. Whereas the sinners, they'll be herded into hell. Upon hearing this verse, Sayyidina Miswar rahmatullah alayhi said with humility, I am a grave sinner, Allah, and not a righteous man. O reciter of the Quran, recite this verse again. Look how buzurgani deen. Yani all their time was spent in pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. But yet, look at them and what they are saying and look, what is our situation? We commit sins, but we don't remember these sins. We carry out a good action, a good deed, we'll talk about it for days, weeks, or even months on end. But look at buzurgani deen. He hears a verse of the Holy Quran and he asks the person who's reciting this verse, he says, recite this verse again. And he was overwhelmed with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he let out a cry before his soul left his body. Allahu Akbar. May we also be granted fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, fear of the terrifying solitude of the grave. Yani when we're going to be in the grave, we're going to be all alone. And the fear of standing before Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment, that day of reckoning. We don't know about Allah Azza wa Jal's hidden plan for us. We don't know the khufiya tadbir and whether we will be raised from our graves in a good manner and be deserving of His mercy or brought out as sinners, as gunigar. And if we're raised as transgressors, sinners on the day of judgment, it will be certainly a cause of severe misfortune. Now just imagine on that day, my dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us life, we're alive, that we can still repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for the sins that we have committed. But the graveyards are full of ibrat, lessons for us, that people who were alive one day, the next day they fell ill and suddenly passed away. My dear Islamic brothers, when the people are resurrected and rise from their graves, what would you desire for yourself? So when you're raised from your grave on the day of resurrection, on the day of Qiyamat, how would you like to be raised from your grave? What would you desire for yourself? Do you want to be raised with your good deeds, giving you the glad tidings as we heard? Or do you wish to be met with a dreadful and foul-smelling bad deed causing you despair? And do you want your good deeds to become a conveyance for you or your evil deeds to become a burden for you? As we heard, that the good deeds will carry the person, but the bad deeds, a person will have to carry them. Do you want to be driven into hell or do you wish to receive the glad tidings of paradise? No doubt, my dear Islamic brothers, we know what we want. What do you want? You must make the decision. If the decision had to be made today, if somebody said to you, the decision has to be made today, what would be your decision? And if you want to be raised from your grave in a good manner, then you must earn it by performing pious deeds. If we perform righteous deeds, they will aid us and grant us at the time of death. Yani they will give us peace at the time of death. And when we go into our graves, and when we are raised on the day of judgment, and on the bridge of Sirat. However, if we recklessly perform evil deeds in public, and when we're alone, remember Allah Azza wa Jal is watching all the time. We might be pious in front of others, but when we're left alone, shaitan and our nafs get the better of us and we commit sins. My dear Islamic brothers, Allah is watching all the time. However, my dear Islamic brothers, we may forget about these sins, but we'll be reminded about them and we'll have to face embarrassment and humiliation when we're raised from our graves. Today, we might think, I'm stronger than the other person. I know more people than the other person. I can do whatever I like. But my dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal is watching and all-knowing. So, my dear Islamic brothers, what do you want? How do you want to be raised? If the decision was given to you today, what decision would you make? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, on the Day of Judgment, people will be raised in different forms. We've heard about our good actions, we've heard about our bad deeds. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran states people will be raised in groups on the Day of Judgment. What does this mean? The Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, alhamdulillah, they used to ask so many questions from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for us to learn. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, O Mu'adh, you have asked an important matter. Upon saying this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry. And then he said, the people of my nation will be raised in 10 different ways. And they will be separated from the group of Muslims and their appearances will change. So what are these 10 different appearances? Some will turn into, monkeys. Some will turn into pigs. Some will have their legs in place of their head and their head in place of their legs when they walk upon their faces. Some will be raised blind and face extreme worry. Some will be raised mute and deaf and they will understand nothing. Some will be chewing their tongues, which will be hanging beyond their chests, and they will be drooling and people will want to stay away from them. Some will be raised with hands and feet severed, meaning removed. Some will be hanging from branches of fire. Some will be raised smelling fouler than carrion. And some will wear a cloak of tar which will stick to their skin. Then the Prophet ﷺ explained why they will be raised in this way. Yani these 10 different, you would say, punishments to people, why were they given? The people who are raised as monkeys or backbiters. Those who are turned into pigs, dealt with usury, earned forbidden wealth, and charged oppressive taxes. The people whose limbs were inverted, head down and feet above, devoured interest. The people who are raised blind, made unjust judgments. The people who are raised deaf and mute were victims of self-praise when they performed good deeds. The people who will be chewing their tongues are the preachers who did not act upon what they taught. The people raised with severed hands and feet are those who hurt their neighbors. And those hanging from branches of fire made false complaints about people to the ruler. The people who smell worse than carrion are those who followed their desires and failed to fulfill the rights of Allah concerning their wealth, meaning they didn't pay zakat, Sadqai Fitr, etc. And finally, those who will wear a cloak of tar or those who were arrogant. So my dear Islamic brothers, this the Prophet ﷺ said will be from my nation, from my ummah. How many of us sat here listening at home, the views of Madani Channel, can think deep down inside and say, you know what, I fall into one of those categories. Unfortunately, my dear Islamic brothers, if we do fall into them categories, then we need to make repentance and make amends for the mistakes that we've done. And inshallah, azawajal, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is endless. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri Channel at home, reflect upon this hadith mubarakah repeatedly. Yani, never disobey Allah azawajal by indulging in your desires and the pleasures of the world and becoming negligent, heedless, ghafil. Always remain from praising yourself and being arrogant. If you commit any of the mentioned sins, be fearful and ashamed and seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal with a sincere heart. And if you spend your life committing these sins and are deprived of Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy, you'll be full of regret on the Day of Judgment. And what will become of us if we're subjected to Allah's punishment when we raise from our graves on the Day of Judgment? We've listened to the hal, the situation, of what will happen on the Day of Judgment. If we're raised in these situations, what will become of us? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have a great environment of Dawat Islami. We have masajids. We have these places where, alhamdulillah, we can come and reform ourselves and change ourselves for the better. So whatever we've heard, alhamdulillah, azawajal, we should be able to implement this into our lives easily in the form of a reformation change. Meaning, do tawbah in the court of Allah azawajal, and carry out good actions and good deeds and be around good people. We're going to find good people in the masajid. My dear Islamic brothers, Sayyidina Sayyid Jariri radiallahu ta'ala, he says, a report has reached me that when a disbeliever is raised from his grave on the day of judgment, the devil will hold his hand and the devil will remain with him until Allah commands for both of them to enter hell. Then the disbeliever will say, if only there was a distance of the east and west between us, for you are a despicable companion. My dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah azawajal, we are Muslims. And this is a great blessing of Allah azawajal. And if Allah azawajal wills our recitation of the kalima, our inshallah good actions and good deeds will protect us from hell and admit us into paradise. But remember, simply being a Muslim is not enough to ensure protection from hell and entry into paradise. Rather, a person should keep his faith intact until he leaves this world upon it. And this is why we must worry about our faith, our iman. Allah azawajal granted this treasure to us, so we must value it and thank him whilst having a hatred of disbelief. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever possesses three qualities will find the sweetness of faith. What three qualities are these? And he mentioned them as that he hates reverting to disbelief after faith, the same way he hates to be thrown into the fire. Alhamdulillah azawajal, my dear Islamic brothers, we are Muslims. And by learning the way, yani the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and following the commandments of Allah azawajal, we secure our iman. But unfortunately, nowadays, only a few people worry about the safety of their iman. And this is the reality. People usually trust their self, sit in the company of religious heretics and evil people, and they indulge in sin. And we are obvious to what we learn and what we learn from. We refuse to gain religious knowledge, but imitate yani others, and we read literature blindly. We try to learn about Islam through unauthentic means like the internet, social media platforms, and we put our faith at risk. Unfortunately, many people are involved in these actions. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri Channel at home, Allah Azawajal has granted us the treasure of iman, faith, and we must value it, protect it, fear the hidden plan of Allah Azawajal, and always worry about the safety of our iman. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers, with regards to how people will rise from their graves, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, a group of people will be raised with fire coming out of their mouths. And it was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who are these people? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied and said, those that take the wealth of orphans unjustly. Have you not heard the statement of Allah azawajal? Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, those who consume the wealth of orphans in oppression, they only fill their stomachs with fire, and soon they will enter a blazing fire. So my dear Islamic brothers, we've heard scenarios of what sort of things can take us to Jahannam. This is also another scenario where we consume the wealth of orphans unjustly. And unfortunately, this is another reality of what is happening in this day and age as well. So my dear Islamic brothers, when the graves are left open, the dead will be brought to life and the sinners will face severe hardship. On the other hand, those who perform good deeds, distance themselves from the dunya, from the world, its wealth and pleasures, and spend their time earning the pleasure of Allah azawajal, will be raised in a good condition and given glad tidings. And people's good deeds will take a beautiful form and welcome them, and they will be taken to the plane of judgment on conveyances. They will be going to the planes of judgment, and alhamdulillah azawajal, their good actions, their good deeds will be taking them there. And some fortunate individuals will be granted wings and will ascend to paradise without accountability as soon as they are resurrected. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, these are the signs of righteous people. So we've heard the tazkirah, we've heard about the day of judgment, we've heard about resurrection, we've heard about, you know, who our friend will be in the grave and on the day of resurrection. It will be our amal, it will be our good actions, our good deeds. Now it's up to us what we do about this. And alhamdulillah, as I mentioned earlier on, we've got this environment of Dawati Islami. Alhamdulillah, qafila. And alhamdulillah, qafilas travel all the time. You can travel on qafila for 3 days, 7 days, a month. You can even travel for 12 months. Yeah? And alhamdulillah, brothers do travel on these qafilas. And what are they? They're a chance for you to take yourself away from your normal routine and put yourself into the house of Allah Azawajal in a masjid, where alhamdulillah Azawajal, you'll be able to take up a routine of carrying out good actions and good deeds. You know, when else do we get an opportunity to come out from our busy routines to be in the masjid? Be there in the masjid before the muazzin arrives to say the azan. When do we be there that we're able to offer all our namazin? You know, normally when you look at an imam at the when he's praying his namaz, when he's performed salam and it's time for dua at the end, when the imam sahab turns around and he looks, most of the namazis have gone. Why? Because they've got to go to work. They've got, you know, they've got things to do. Yeah. So they've prayed their namaz, alhamdulillah, with jamaat. This isn't a complaint or anything, but they've got to go. But what happens in a kafila? You're still there. You're still there. Even the imam sahab goes home and you're still there. And alhamdulillah, azawajal, kafilas will be traveling up and down this country, in the UK, and also across the world as well. So it's a request. Join these kafilas. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, make a change in your life. Bring about a routine. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, through traveling on these kafilas, you will receive training of how to become a muballigh, how to become a da'i of the deen, how to do the work of deen. These are the best places. It's a training ground for you. So please, if you can travel yourselves, give some time. May Allah azawajal first of all grant me the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mubarak for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, O Mubarak, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say.